From a time when groups actually played musical instruments, and generally played them well, that was the Edgar Winter Group with the fine instrumental track called Frankenstein. Well, looking back over the 15 years that I knew the ginger-headed one, I'll always remember our excursion to Southern Ireland in 1985 to set up a station for a group of people in the northwest area of Eire. We set off fully loaded up in my Rover 2000 with an AM and FM transmitter, records, turntables and the full Monty. We departed from Liverpool on the then-huge B&I ship that sailed nightly to Dublin. Well, the crossing on the Leinster was about 10 hours long, and in my opinion, the sea conditions were a little bit bouncy. But Eric thought it was hurricane force, as he was in the toilets for a good 50% of the journey. Well, he later admitted to me that he sometimes felt unwell just crossing from Liverpool to the Wirral on the Mersey ferries. Later on, I did try to get him to go out to the Voice of Peace radio ship off the coast of Tel Aviv in Israel, but the thought of being on a small ship in potential rough weather put him right off the idea. I really did think the experience of him working on a radio ship would be good for him, but he was having none of it. He was most content with land-based stations only. Okay, time to rock and roll again, this time with The Cult and She Sells Sanctuary.
Thank you. Turn It Up Loud.
Rock legend.
It's RJN on a Sunday evening with some vintage 70s music from Deep Purple and Never Before. Well, I must say that it's good to be involved with this special tribute broadcast to an ex-radio mate, and I hope that you're enjoying today's music. I know I am. Before I forget, I must mention that in my opinion, if it were not for the draconian powers that the DTI were given at the end of the 1980s, then perhaps Eric would still be around today and cranking out the tunes on the radio. When I first heard from...
Jackie Blue.
back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Radio Jackie.
The one that's in on every play.
The inside.
Good morning and welcome to the sound of radio, Jackie North, 217 metres on the medium wave band. I'm Eric Monaghan, getting things rolling. And we're going to get straight into the music with an excellent track from Nazareth.
Because she's
Deep Purple and The Battle Rages on Radio Jackie North. I'm Eric Monaghan with you, and we're here today and yesterday, late evening and late afternoon, to pay tribute to the late Rick Dane, who sadly passed away 8 years ago. And I will speak in a little bit about my recollections of the man himself later on. I've also got an article from the Liverpool Echo of the 1st of April 1980. Quite a few of you may have seen that and may be aware of it. And I'll be reading the relevant bits about Rick Dane out from that. And I've got to thank the crew that were on yesterday, late afternoon into the evening. It was Hammy and Libby, John Dwyer, great to hear him back on the radio, Dave Simpson likewise, Steve Martin, and Roger D and Jackie Frost. Now today we've got myself, Eric Monaghan, till 11:30. Dave Rogers takes over, Tony Hayes, John Freeman, Gary Phillips, Paul and Sue Flay together, Steve West making a guest appearance, and then Roger and Jackie to finish the day off. And I hope you're going to stay with us all day. Now, if you do want to get in touch, there is a website.
Actually, put Lee's name down.
Oh, just been told we've missed out Lee Morrison as well. Lee Morrison's in there somewhere.
Sorry, Lee!
Okay, the website is www.rjn.me.uk. If you want to send us an email, it's rjn@rock.com, and the text phone 07504 464 675. But I'll give you all those details again later on, I say, and I'll give you my recollections of Rick Dane and when I started listening to Radio Jackie North, etc. This is the track I think Rick would approve of. I've tried to pick tracks that would have fitted in with Radio Jackie North. Rick was a bit of a, not a stickler for the music, but he did have some music policy for the radio station, and this is one that he used to play, the Osmonds, Crazy Horses.
There's a message from you in the air, come from crazy horses riding everywhere. It's a warning, it's in every tongue, got to stop them crazy horses on the run.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky. Horses, all got riders, and they're you and I.
Crazy horses, crazy horses.
say, keep on moving and it's all our fault.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah. Crazy horses, all got riders in the U.S.
Kissed by a witch one night in the wood, and later insisted your feelings were true. The witch's promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you flew. Red, yellow, brown, all of the same. And the love you have found lay outside in the rain. Washed clean by the water, but nursing its pain. Was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain. It's only pain. He was willing to give to you, you didn't care. You're waiting for more, but you've already had your share. The witch's promises turned in. So don't
Jethro Tull and The Witch's Promise on Radio Jackie North. My first recollection of Radio Jackie North and Rick Dane goes back to 1978, and using my dad's Westminster transistor radio on Sunday afternoon, I came across a carrier on 217 metres medium wave band, and originally Radio Jackie North was for 2 hours only on the Sunday. This is in the days when Rick was using various parks around Liverpool to broadcast from, using a car battery and transmitter and the long wire. And I'm fairly certain it was between 2 and 4 p.m. And in those days, believe it or not, it was quite often the case that he wouldn't make it the full 2 hours before some officialdom, whether it be a park attendant or something, would come along and he'd have to make a run for it. Now, during 1979, Radio Jackie North with the Rick Dane had the help of Paul Linton, and they went every day. And I remember this because I think I was still at school at the time, and I changed my Every Sunday badge by putting a piece of paper over the SUN part of it to make it every day, but they did make every day badges in the end. And during this period there was a noticeable, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but there was a slight mellowing of the music, although they were trying to appeal more to housewives, not necessarily playing pop, but there was a larger degree of oldies and more what you would call middle of the road, rather than the rock or progressive rock or hard rock or, you know, something like that. And I think the station was very popular, using Box 217 Whitechapel at the time as an address. And they were very unfortunate because, if memory serves me correctly, this is going back quite a bit now, over 30 years. And I think they'd certainly done over 30 days of continuous broadcasting, possibly longer. And they were very unfortunate because the police were called to the flat next to the one they were using because of a alleged break-in or incident or something, and it was only while the police were there that they heard this music coming through the walls, which resulted in the eventual visit that took the everyday transmission and service off the air. Carry on now with Rainbow, and see if you enjoy this one.
walking down the street. She gives a quick see you later to all the guys she meets. I wanna hear her moan when I wanna get home. Action starts and then I gotta go home.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes say okay, but they don't mean what they say. She wears a low cut dresses and high heel shoes. She was born to make it, I was born to lose. She makes the rock and the sounds till the light go down. When I make a move, she ain't nowhere around.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes say okay, but they don't mean what they say. Fine looking figure when she's walking down the street. Get a quick see you later to all the guys she meets. I wanna hear her moan when I get her alone. When the action starts, you bet I gotta go home.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes say okay, but they don't mean what they say.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up.
Sounded Dr. Feelgood there, and She's a Wind-Up. And before that we had Rainbow and Starstruck. Hesitated at the start because it said it was a different track, and I knew it wasn't that, and my brain just wouldn't work as to which one it was. Carrying on the story now with my recollection of Rick Dane, having written to him on Radio Jackie North and having remained an avid listener, and also sharing that with Bert Williams, who was another early Rick Dane listener to Radio Jackie North, maybe tune up and down the band, and of course I ended up listening to Radio 252 with Bert Williams, which then became MAR, Maryland Alternative Radio, with people like John Dwyer, Mike Stan, Dave Simpson, who were all heroes of mine. And because Radio Jackie North by this stage had gone Saturdays and Sundays. Now, my sense of Rick was, and possibly Andy Davis would be the best man to talk about this, because he had a long spell of doing programmes for Radio Jackie North and probably got closer to Rick than I did. But he seemed to be one of those people that if you wanted doing something, he would do it himself, to do it properly. You had to earn his trust. I think he almost, it was almost a sensation that he wanted people to help him. He was always sort of announcing if anyone wants to help with locations or etc., or assist with the running of the station. But he preferred to do things himself, as though he was used to being let down. In many ways, he was quite a shy character. He had all these listeners, and I'll come on to some of the evening events that he had shortly, which I went to one with him. He had all these listeners, and clearly it was a popular radio station. It was playing rock music, was quite unique at this stage. There was nowhere else on the band that you could go and listen to this sort of music. So listener numbers were quite high, as they were, of course, on Station M, which was the station that I became involved with in 1982. And through Station M, I got introduced to the legend, as he was in my eyes, Rick Dane, and offered to assist him. Now, unfortunately, at this period, I was not using my own equipment, although I did inherit some double turntables, and did two programmes for Radio Jackie North, one of which got aired for about two thirds of the way through. And because I didn't have correct sort of monitor and things like this, you would get pauses of more than a few seconds before the track actually started, because of course all this was vinyl, so depending on where you put the needle down on the intro, depending on what length of intro you'd have before the music would start. And I didn't really have any queuing up facilities, and Rick wasn't really tolerant of such things. And I remember that two thirds of the way through the first programme, it suddenly got switched off, and Rick came online and said, well, I don't know what happened there, and then continued with the programme himself. Irrespective of that, we stayed friends, and they had the Radio Jackie North rock nights, and I took him and his equipment to one of these rock nights, and I don't think it was Annabelle's. I seem to recall Annabelle's was in Green Lane, at Tubrook, and there was a place called Eric's, I think it was. Now, the one that we went to, if you're going down Bold Street with Central Station on your left-hand side, instead of turning right down Church Street, if you continue straight on, there were quite some narrow roads on the left-hand side with some clubs in the upper floors. And we went in this club one night, and it was absolutely heaving in there. There must have been 100-plus people all headbanging to rock music. And as we walked in, it was like some sporting hero had walked in the room. They were all full of admiration for Rick. And one girl came up and lifted the top up, and you could see her bare breasts were there, which she offered to Rick. And Rick sort of gave a very sort of nervous feel of these, very gentle, nothing sort of perverted at all. He didn't strike me as somebody who was big-headed or pushy. Much to the full approval of this girl's boyfriend. And of course then he went on to do the Radio Jackie North Rock Night, which I was witness to. And other than that, I don't have a great deal of memories. I know we were friends for a short while, and I was in the pleasure of company, but I didn't get to any of the... This was the thing I was saying about gathering his trust. I never got to any of the locations in Cantrell Farm. Didn't really get to see the ins and outs of how he operated. I say Andy Davis is probably more the man for that. When I come back, I will give you some information from this Liverpool Echo cutting I've got. In the meantime, we'll carry on with ELO, and don't bring me down.
I tell you. is on the outside. I'm looking pretty slim. I feel so lucky on the inside. I feel I'm gonna win. Stone cold sober and stone cold sweat running down the back of my neck. Take a little money, there's nothing left to lose, and I got me a heavy bet.
To the
started off there with ELO, then we had Thin Lizzy, The Stranglers and Dave Edmunds. That particular Stranglers track, No More Heroes, that was a particular favourite album of Rick's, I seem to recall, Stranglers 4, and he used to try to pronounce the Latin Ratus Norvegicus, I think is how it's pronounced. But if you've got that album, if you haven't got the album, go and get it. It's one of those where every track is excellent, and all the different tracks used to get featured on Radio Jackie North. Now, as I say to you, I've got this cutting Peter Trollope from the Liverpool Daily Post and Echo decided to do a series on radio. And on the 1st of April 1980, they had a heading of Pirates of the Mersey Airwaves. They seek them here, they seek them there. Which he interviewed John Dwyer from OAR and Rick Dane from Radio Jackie North. Sincere apologies to John Dwyer. I've just highlighted the Rick Dane parts because it's Rick that we're paying tribute to today. So I'll read the bits I've highlighted and I'll give you a bit of an insight into what took place during the interview at the time. A cold wind whipped through the frozen furrows of a ploughed field. Through the gathering gloom it was hard to make out the tower blocks of the Cantrell Farm estate. Rick crouched over a car battery, flicked on the switch on the transmitter, and Radio Jackie North was on the air again. It's a hard life. You've got to be really dedicated to keep on going, says Rick, whose long curly hair cascaded down his shoulders. He is in his 30s and isn't really called Rick. Both, that's him and John of OAR, both face heavy fines and imprisonment for operating their respective radio stations. Both knew the penalties involved, but they are themselves as martyrs to the cause. Radio Jackie North has been operating for some time now, and during that time Rick has had to, a few apologies while I turn over the sheet, Rick has had to work hard with his head over his shoulder. The time looking for the Gestapo. It's a friendly endearment of the men from the post office interference section who go out and regularly trying to pinpoint the transmitters. That's why today Rick was in a field. Tomorrow I'll move to somewhere else. The secret is always keeping one step ahead all the time. The quality is nowhere near perfect. The Scouse accents stand out loud and clear as you move along the radio dial. At times the records come over scratched and the sound crackles. We try our best, but obviously we don't have the facilities of the local legal radio stations. Still, the half the fun some of the time, says Rick, who was often had to run down across fields and down back alleyways to avoid getting caught. When you talk to them, you can't help noticing their eyes. They are tired eyes, sunk back into the sockets. And incidentally, on one occasion when I was with Rick, I think it was that time when we were taking the equipment into the, which was some 3 years later, Rick turned around and said to me, "Did you read what he said about my eyes, that my eyes were set back in the sockets?" So he clearly was affected by that comment. Rick interrupts, "I used to broadcast every day, but it just became impossible after a while. It was become a complete wreck. Now I operate at weekends too. It makes it harder for them to detect us. Perhaps all me know why I don't just there's a misprint here. People ask me why I do bother, and I tell them it's because I didn't. Then perhaps no one else would. There just isn't any radio stations on the land like me. No one plays continuous rock music. It's crazy, really. If you go to America, nearly every city has 20 or more radio stations, and yet here you'll be hardly if you find two. So I'm providing an alternative." Rick first got involved with pirate radio stations after being inspired by Radio Caroline in the 1960s. "After Caroline went, I thought I'd like to have a go, and so I just managed to learn how to build a transmitter, and things went from there." Rick bases Radio Jackie around the Cantrell Farm area, he says. Safe houses he operates from, where mail request letters can be read out. In the past, Rick has been found fined for operating the radio stations and his equipment confiscated. He knows that if he'd be caught again, he could go straight to prison for 4 months. It makes me mad. You could probably go out and mug a few old ladies and they would just pat me on the back and say, now, they'd be a good boy, but because I'm on the airwaves, they seem to see me as a threat. It's just stupid. It's supposed to be a free country, isn't it? The post office take a different viewpoint, and it goes on. But that was the bit that Rick was involved with. It's obviously quite a bit old, that newspaper cutting, so apologies if I was stuttering and starting there. As I say, I think Rick was a quiet... Now, after my involvement ended, I believe that he went on to have a station called Radio Atlantis, but again, that's sort of after my time, but maybe a few other people will talk on the station today. Going to carry on with the music. It's another album that used to feature quite heavily on Radio Jackie North. It's a track from UFO and Shoot Shoot.
There'll be peace when you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. We'll be right back.
country where they turn back time. You go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. Give you time for questions as she locks up your arm in hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river running through. The year of the cat. While she looks at you so coolly, and her eyes shine like the moon in the sea, she comes in incense and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside, the year of the cat.
Al Stewart and the excellent track Year of the Cat on Radio Jackie North with Eric Monaghan. And before that we had Judas Priest from their 4-track maxi single. That's a track called Rock Forever. Now we're on 217 metres medium wave and at www.rjn.me.uk. If you want to send us an email, it's rjn@rock.com or a text on 07504 464 678. I'm going to carry on now with Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze.
Girl, put a spell.